As we begin this retreat, I think we need a fairly long introduction. You're about to begin what we are calling a Marian retreat. But before we go into the meditations of the retreat proper, I think we should ask ourselves and briefly answer three questions. What is a Marian retreat? And then why specifically make a Marian retreat? And finally, how can we make this Marian retreat so as to be truly pleasing to Christ and His Mother Mary, and that will be truly profitable for our own souls and the souls of all whose lives we touch? We begin then by asking ourselves, what is a Marian retreat? As the name implies, a Marian retreat concentrates on the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is, if you wish, focused on Our Lady. His meditations are centered on the Mother of God. And its purpose is to help us know Our Lady better, to love her more ardently, to imitate her more faithfully, and given those previous consequences, invoke her more effectively. Our prayer to Our Lady is in direct proportion in its efficacy to our knowledge of Mary, our love of Mary, and our imitation of her virtues. Of course, common sense tells us the adjective Marian applied to a retreat can have countless meanings. Yet I would say, and I examined my conscience before I decided on offering what I call a Marian retreat, the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius may correctly be called a Marian retreat. Most of the mystical experiences that St. Ignatius Loyola had were those of Our Lady appearing to him and speaking to him and providing him with the insights he needed to found what he first planned to call the Society of Mary. Then Our Lady told him, don't you dare, this must be the Society of my Son, the Society of Jesus. The Blessed Virgin is featured, which is an understatement, throughout the meditations of the Ignatian spiritual exercises. A choice therefore had to be made among the multitude of Marian approaches in giving a Marian retreat. I chose and I trust Our Lady is pleased. Our focus will be on Our Lady of the Rosary. So the next logical question is, why a retreat on Our Lady of the Rosary? There are many suasive reasons, and I think it is well to go over at least some of these reasons. For the underlying reason that the more clearly we understand why we are doing something, the more strongly we will be motivated to do it well. We should then, first reason, make a retreat on Our Lady of the Rosary because there is no single form of Catholic piety outside of the Holy Eucharist as the real presence, as Holy Communion, and as the sacrifice of the Mass. There is no other form of Catholic piety that has been more frequently and earnestly, and the weakest verb I can use is encouraged, by the vicars of Christ, than devotion to the Holy Rosary. Why? Second reason. Because the Church today is undergoing what our present Holy Father calls the most serious crisis of her history. And for more than 700 years, the bishops of Rome have urged the faithful to say the Rosary. Let me immediately add, and live the Rosary to obtain God's protection against the massive assaults on the mystical body of Christ. If, and no one should doubt the fact, that the Church is going through the gravest struggle in her 19 centuries of existence, we better know where we can go to obtain the grace for ourselves and for the Church of God, in order even for the Church to survive in certain countries, and I include the United States. In the 13th century, the Albigensian heresy waged a doctrinal war against the Church. Remember, the Albigenses, like the Manichaeans, about 1,000 years earlier, claimed there were two gods, a good God who was the creator and source of everything good and virtuous, and an evil deity who was the creator, if you please, of everything painful and everything evil. It was in that context, in the 13th century, that under divine inspiration, the order of preachers was founded by Saint Dominic. And his principal weapon against the forces of error that were waged against the church on all sides, his principal weapon was the rosary. In the 16th century, the militant forces of Islam battled against Christianity. It was, as history tells us, through the rosary that the Pope succeeded in organizing the faithful in a successful crusade. It was so successful that Christendom was saved. And European Christianity remained alive. In the 19th century, a single pope, Pope Leo XIII, I counted them before putting my notes together for this conference. Pope Leo XIII, one of the great intellectuals of papal history, issued no less than 23 papal documents on every aspect of the rosary. Some long documents telling the faithful that the inroads of unbelief had become so deep, the church has had to appeal in a worldwide prayer to Our Lady of the Rosary to save the faith of millions in beleaguered countries, especially in the Western world. In the 20th century, one pope after another, I assure I did my rosary homework. I have done more research on the rosary, honest, in preparation for this retreat, than I have to humiliatingly admit I've ever done on the rosary before in my life. One pope after another, Pope Pius X, Benedict XV, Pope Pius XI, Pius XII, John XXIII, Paul VI, and John Paul II, in document and even encyclical, one after another, have all but besieged believing Catholics to renew and reinvigorate their devotion to Our Lady of the Rosary, and not, mind you, not to increase piety or devotion, or to stir up, shall we call it, emotional fervor. Oh, no. The present century, not quite over yet. I never tire repeating in speech and in print, has given the church more martyrs than all the previous centuries put together. The present century has had more devastating wars, more millions of casualties than in all the previous wars of history put put together. There is a reason. And the reason, of course, is because the forces of evil have become organized, mobilized, with not millions but billions to back, shall we call it, a crusade in reverse against the Church of Christ. Never before in my life as a priest have I talked to more intellectuals among the laity, among priests and bishops, who tell me, and they mean every syllable, the situation in the church and the world is so grave that only the Mother of God can save both the church in our country and Western civilization in materially superdeveloped nations like the United States. Someone must have access to superhuman power to cope with superhuman evils. It is Our Lady. We are still asking ourselves why. Why make this not just a Marian retreat, but a Marian retreat that concentrates on Our Lady of the Rosary? We will not forget, I assure you, this is not a course in Mariology, which I've happily taught over the years. This is a retreat. And a retreat is meaningless unless the ideas and inspiration we receive during the retreat improves our spiritual lives. And what else is improvement of our spiritual life if not a more faithful imitation of Jesus and Mary? I'm sure you all know who the author of The Imitation of Christ is, don't you? Thomas a Kempis. Scholars for years, some, have been trying to rob Thomas a Kempis of his right to the authorship of The Imitation of Christ. No, it's settled. He is the author. Did you know that he also authored a book called The Imitation of Mary? Did you know that? We are still asking ourselves why. Why a Marian retreat whose focus is on Our Lady of the Rosary? Because the 15 mysteries of the Rosary are a synthesis of our faith. Anything we hope to do to please God, to merit His grace, to grow in sanctity, and to win souls for heaven is somehow locked up in those 15 mysteries. And what we will do as we go through the meditations of the retreat is, of course, concentrate on Mary Sun, but in such a way that his mother, will I say, call it, will be a co-focus. One of my hopes during this retreat is to make clear that without Mary, we cannot become true followers of her Son. Devotion to his mother is not a pious additive. It is not a religious afterthought. If we are to follow Jesus faithfully, we must do so in the company of his mother. And even as we reflect on the teaching of Christ, that should be our instruction, and on the life of Christ, that should be our inspiration, we shall correspondingly keep through all the 15 mysteries, look simultaneously at his mother. Mary's recorded words in the Gospels are very few. Yet we believe as Catholics that divine revelation is not only in sacred scripture, it is also in sacred tradition revealed. And part of that revealed sacred tradition is not only what Jesus said and did, it is also what his mother said and did, and which has become part and parcel of authentic, full-fledged Catholic Christianity. We're still asking ourselves why. Why make this a Marian retreat whose emphasis is on Our Lady of the Rosary? Because the message of the two most famous apparitions of Our Lady in modern times would be all but evacuated. Indeed, I dare say, would become meaningless if separated from the Rosary. I'm speaking of Lourdes and Fatima. Who remembers how Our Lady appeared to Bernadette Soubirous? Remember? Though we should also remind ourselves, did she, when she told Bernadette to recite the Rosary, did Our Lady recite the Hail Marys? No, she knew better. She did, however, recite, listen, the glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And for the first time in recorded Catholic history, as a major revelation of Our Lady formally and extensively approved by the Church's magisterium. Had Our Lady identified herself, remember, at Fatima, as Our Lady of the Rosary. We are still unwise. You see, I'm revealing something of my own spiritual personality. Being a born skeptic, before either I do anything, or in this case, want to urge other people to do something, I want to make sure they know why. Why? Because the recent events in Eastern Europe, in one country after another, the communist governments are collapsing. Eastern Europe is not something being here. 6,000 miles away, most of my blood relatives are in Eastern Europe. Over the years, I've suffered with them, and now I'm hoping I can rejoice with them. You're asking, why make a Marian retreat concentrating on Our Lady of the Rosary out of gratitude to Our Lady of the Rosary? No one who knows what's been going on in Europe since 1917, no one should have any doubt if there is a spark of faith in that person. It is a historic moral miracle. No question about it. None of the antecedents can begin to explain what is happening on purely natural grounds. The secular magazines, the leading ones, Time, Newsweek, are crediting the present Pope and he is great. They don't understand it. They don't even believe it. It must be this present Pope's great devotion to what Catholics call the Blessed Virgin Mary and his own great devotion to the Rosary. I never thought I'd live to see these words in print. Why then make a retreat concentrating on Our Lady of the Rosary? Surely, as a retreat of gratitude. But also, I would add, soberly, as a retreat of supplication to Our Lady of the Rosary. My driver, on the way to the airport in Detroit, coming here, put out of his pocket a little clipping from one of the Detroit papers. And news item, Playboy magazine has just started. The first issue will be January. In formerly communist Hungary, the devil is very active. The last thing on earth, these people liberated from communist tyranny, is to be now subjected to the slavery of sexist American mania. Supplication, therefore, for the graces that Our Lady can obtain from her divine Son to ensure that the vacuum created by the fall of communism in Eastern Europe might be filled with God-fearing Christian forms of government. So much, finally, for the wire. Now, not so lengthily, how? After all, that's the retreat. But just a few words on how to make a retreat on Our Lady of the Rosary. Our approach in making this Marian retreat, devoted to Our Lady of the Rosary, is very simple. First, we will have one conference, our next one, on the history of the Rosary, to put our devotion into focus. Then, we'll have another conference on how to say the Rosary more effectively. There is such a thing as re-examining our Rosarian conscience. So that our rosaries, which by now can have become quite routine, you'll once more have that efficacy before God, which the Church's now centuries of history tells us. We can and should expect miracles for ourselves and others through the recitation of the Rosary, as the Church wants us to say it. Then we shall devote one conference each to the 15 mysteries of the Rosary, and in each conference, in greater or less measure, doing these things. First, briefly explain each mystery as revealed by God and taught by the Church. The Rosary is a vocal prayer, but it's not only a vocal prayer, it is also to be a mental prayer. And by now I trust we all are willing to admit, when we're saying the Rosary, or we're saying it all right, but our minds, beginning with the mind of the speaker, can we? What mileage will I use? thousands of miles removed from the mystery on which we should be meditating. And then, in each mystery, applying the truth that God has revealed to us from the Annunciation to Mary's coronation in heaven, applying each mystery to our daily lives, both personally and socially, so as to improve our following of Christ by praying to His Mother and obtaining Getha prepositions from Him through her, the graces that we and the whole rest of the world so desperately need to make our lives a living rosary here on earth, so as to join Our Lady in heaven, where she is waiting for us to present us to her Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.